Okay, so what I thought I'd try and do is that obviously I'm normally recording my microcast at work on my Rode podcaster microphone, but I thought actually on Monday I take my youngest daughter to Irish dancing, and so I thought, I know, I'll just try and see if I can make a microcast directly on my laptop while cramped inside my car and see if it actually looks any good. The volume looks like it's insanely high at the moment, so I'm going to try and tweak that down a bit. Okay, good. All right, so I don't know why it's so loud in the car, but that's a good sign. Okay, so this week I've been up to a bunch of things. I finally got my LG 32UD99 screen, which is a LG 4K 32-inch screen. It took like about a year and a bit in terms of ordering because of the need for USB-C and USB-C that would power a 15-inch MacBook Pro 2016. So it's been a long time coming, and so up until this point I've always been a multi-monitor person. So I've always had two monitors, whatever computers I've used. And so for the last sort of almost a year, I've been using obviously a 15-inch MacBook Pro connected to a 27-inch Thunderbolt screen, and it was fine, and I hadn't really been thinking anything of it. But actually, since getting the 32-inch screen and being able to clamshell my Mac, it's made a massive difference to my workflow. I already feel a lot more productive in lots of different ways, so that is awesome. Check out that screen. The only thing I don't know about it really is that when I put it on, when it's plugged into my MacBook Pro and I leave it as a standard setting for screen size, the icons are massive, and so I've actually set it to be scaled, but then there's a warning that this might affect performance, so that is a bit odd. So I don't quite understand that, but I've scaled it like over by two so that I get, you know, the icons aren't insanely huge, so that's been great. What else? Oh, I've been doing a lot more looking at the Godot 3 engine, and I've been working with another member of staff to look at creating a game in the next year, so that's going to be super interesting, so I'm quite excited about that. Hopefully this is not blown out too much in sound. I might have to re-edit it down. So that's been great. And actually the GD Quest tutorials, and I've only been following the free ones at the moment related specifically to Godot 3, have been really, really good. So I'm going to keep following on with that. It seems to make a lot of sense to me in regards to a game engine, so I'm pretty pleased. So not only am I learning that, obviously I'm still learning the Vue.js for my apps I want to make related to my PhD. I'm trying to think of anything else cool has happened this week. I got GT Sport on the Black Friday deal. I'm not really into cars, but I like racing, and so that is a really, really good game. Frustratingly, if you already owned a steering wheel, which I did, for your PlayStation 3, it won't connect directly to the PlayStation 4 without you buying a new one, which you're talking about £150-£200, or buying a device that will do some sort of conversion. So at the moment I'm considering as to when I need to get the device to convert it, but I have to say, pretty impressed by that game so far, which is great. Loads of other cool stuff been going on this week. In general terms, third year students doing great things. Yeah, it's been interesting. Loads of cool stuff happening on microblog. I'm really, really pleased with my microblog. So that's discursive.adamproctor.co.uk. Just the ability to write both short form, you know, 280 characters, 140 characters, and expand out to long form is fantastic. Microblog should be opening up to the public soon, so if you get a chance, I'd recommend you check out micro.blog. It is well worth the $5 a month to become to have a hosted account. If you've already got a server, you can connect it obviously through to your WordPress, and you can pay for cross-posting it like $2 a month. I think it's worth just going for the hosted version, even though I've got a server that costs me an arm and a leg. Okay, well that is it for this crazy in-car microcast. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll be giving you a PhD update tomorrow. It's now Monday night here in the UK. We've had freezing snow, coldness, although in Winchester we didn't get any snow. Enjoy the rest of your week.